Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
The enemy within. Confuse them, Lord, and frustrate their plans, for I see violence and conflict in the city. Its walls are patrolled day and night against invaders, but the real danger is wickedness within the city. Psalm chapter 55, verses 9 through 14 in the New Living Translation. David sees violence and conflict, but he is quick to conclude that the enemy is not out there, but in here. Notice the phrases in the city and within the city. This is why Jesus tells us to deal with the plank in our own eye first, the things in here, and then I can see clearly to address what may be out there. See Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. He also tells us to pay attention to the clear indicators that something is wrong in here in Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. Yes, we should address false gods and evil practices, but G.K. Chesterton warns us to make sure that we are addressing the right things. Chesterton said, "Idolatry is committed not merely by setting up false gods, but also by setting up false devils, by making men afraid of war or alcohol or economic law when they should be afraid of spiritual corruption and cowardice." God-fearing leaders must always address their own areas of corruption as the first and highest priority. It's only after this heart check that we can truly lead people away from things which are holding them back from fully following God. Holy Spirit, if I feel the need to point my finger at what's wrong out there, may I first yield to your finger pointing out what's wrong in here, in my own heart. Once I have recognized, confessed, and corrected what's wrong in me, equip me to be a lovingly strong and empathetic guide to help others around me.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.